We're here with Coach Andy Hampton over at Wellington Napoleon, the girls' coach. This week, they got a victory Tuesday at Santa Fe, 51-48, and tonight, a big victory over Oric, 75-19. Coach, why don't you walk us through those games and what worked for you guys this week?
Well, we had a really tough matchup over at Santa Fe against Coach Hobbs and his team, and it's a big rivalry game, and had a big conference stipulations on it Tuesday night, and it was a hard-fought game. We were actually up probably usually about 7 to 10 points most of the game, it felt like, and then we kind of hit a stretch late in the game where we got up, I think, about 15 or 17, and then Santa Fe just came firing back right at us and got it close, I think, down to the end to maybe about 4 or 5 points, and really played tough defense on us all night long, and we actually went about the last 3.5-4 minutes of the game without a field goal. And so, they were hitting some big shots, and we were able to hold on and hit some free throws in the end. So it was a very tough matchup that night, and a good game for us to play in. And with that being a tight game, we've been fortunate and had a lot of big victories this season. And so to see the girls really execute in the end in a tight contest and when things really weren't going your way was good to see them hang on for that victory Tuesday night.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your guys' schedule. You guys are listed at 21-0. That's pretty impressive. Talk about how important it is showing up every week, with the focus and not allowing a slip-up that most teams, run through in a long, grueling season that comes with high school basketball.
Well, we just try to take it one game at a time. We've tried to really approach each game, by itself and only focusing on that moment and that opportunity that we have. And I think that's really helped out with us. We haven't looked ahead to anything throughout the season. And just knowing that each and every game is so important and the meaning that it has and what we want to try to accomplish in the long run as far as, getting a good seed in district and trying to win your league title and going to tournaments and always wanting to win those. And anytime you're trying to win a championship, you have to approach each game like it could be a championship. And that's just something that we've really stressed to the kids. And I think they've done a really good job of buying into it and staying focused on what the goal is at hand.
Yeah, so as you guys get into the latter half of the season, the last couple of weeks before district play, what are some things you guys would like to work on to be able to play your best basketball at the end of the season and in district play?
Well, we've done a pretty good job the last few games of really taking care of the ball on offense, and so I've been really happy with that. Tonight we shot the ball extremely well, and so that's just something I think that we're going to have to really continue to do is we've been seeing some zone and some junk defenses here of late. And so being able to handle those and figure out, how are we going to get our points and how are we going to get those players that are being junked, keep them in their game and help them out as well. Those are two big things that we really need to work on. And then, on the defensive side of the ball, we just, we've really prided ourselves on our defense all year and trying to get after people early and using our defense to create our offense. And so I think we just have to continue to improve and maybe add a few wrinkles in our defensive system as we get close to districts here. And just, in case something isn't working, having something that we can fall back on and feel comfortable with that we're going to be able to execute fine and keep us competing at a high level.
Yeah, well, hopefully a very successful regular season leads to a successful postseason for you guys. Once again, this was Coach Andy Hampton, the girls' coach over at Wellington Napoleon. They are on the season 21-0 and got two big victories this week at Santa Fe and against Oric tonight. Coach, good luck with the rest of the season, and thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you, guys.